What if the secret to sustainable weight loss wasn't found in restrictive diets or expensive gym memberships, but in something as simple as putting one foot in front of the other? Most weight loss programs promise quick fixes and dramatic transformations, yet they fail because they're built on deprivation and unsustainable habits. This approach flips the script entirely. Instead of focusing on what you can't eat, it asks you to add something to your life: running. Not the grueling, breathless kind that leaves you gasping and defeated, but a gentle progression that starts with walking and builds so gradually that your body barely notices the shift. The genius lies in its accessibility. You don't need to be naturally athletic, already thin, or even remotely fit. You just need to be willing to start where you are. This isn't about becoming an Olympic athlete. It's about discovering that movement can be the catalyst for transformation, both physical and mental, that finally makes weight loss feel achievable rather than punishing. There's a pervasive myth that runners must look a certain way: lean, long-limbed, effortlessly graceful. This stereotype has kept countless people on the sidelines, convinced that their bodies disqualify them from even trying. But here's the truth. Runners exist in every shape and size imaginable. There are even race categories specifically for larger athletes: Athena's for women, Clydesdale's for men, because the running community understands what the fitness industry often doesn't. Everyone belongs on the road. This program emphasizes addition over deprivation. You're adding movement, strength, and capability rather than fixating on forbidden foods or pounds to lose. This transforms the experience from punishment to empowerment. Our bodies evolved efficient fat-storing mechanisms during scarcity, which now work against us in abundance. Sustainable weight loss requires patience and consistent effort through a simple equation: create a calorie deficit by eating less, moving more, or both. Running is ideal because it's accessible, affordable, and exceptionally efficient. A 200-pound person burns about 106 calories walking a mile, but 150 running the same distance. Understanding your calorie needs starts with your basal metabolic rate, the calories your body burns at rest. Calculate yours using online tools, then factor in daily activity to determine maintenance calories, your baseline for creating the necessary deficit. Starting a running program is about building sustainable habits, not pushing to exhaustion. Schedule 4 30-minute workout windows weekly. While 3 sessions work for beginners, 4 accelerates results. Benefits appear quickly: easier breathing, freer movement, deeper sleep. The Stage 1 workout is straightforward: walk for 30 minutes without stopping, 3 or 4 times weekly. If that's overwhelming, start smaller and build gradually. Walk at a comfortable pace, faster than casual strolling, but conversational. If you can't talk comfortably, slow down. Walking prepares your body for running by building leg muscles, increasing bone density, and strengthening connective tissues while delivering cardiovascular benefits. A 200-pound person burns about 103 calories in 30 minutes of walking versus just 28 sitting on the couch. Running may feel impossibly hard at first, especially when carrying extra weight, but persistence delivers remarkable benefits: a stronger heart and lungs, improved muscle tone, better mood, sounder sleep, and potential improvements in blood pressure and cholesterol. The key is starting slowly, even slower than your walking pace. You're simply getting your body airborne between footfalls, not racing. The Stage 2 workout alternates 4 minutes of walking with 1 minute of running, repeated 5 times, 29 minutes total with just 5 minutes of running. This modest beginning burns 720 calories weekly, 4 workouts, a meaningful contribution toward weight loss. Your food log becomes a detective tool for uncovering eating habits. Record when, where, what, how much, and why you eat. Though tedious, this reveals crucial patterns: your eating pace, frequency, portion sizes, and emotional triggers. The log transforms eating from automatic behavior to mindful, purposeful activity. Research shows that people who continue logging maintain weight loss more successfully because they remain accountable and mindful. As you progress to stage 3, 2 minutes of running, and stage 4, 3 minutes of running, gradual increases allow your body to adapt without overwhelming it, the same training principle used by Olympic athletes. Most people underestimate serving sizes, especially with grains, cereals, juice, and snacks. Modern dinnerware worsens this. Today's cereal bowls resemble mixing bowls, and dinner plates have ballooned to trough size. The solution? Use smaller plates and eat mindfully. Avoid uploading, skipping meals during the day, then overindulging at night. Instead, aim for 3 similarly sized meals plus 1 snack. Breakfast is crucial and should sustain you 4 to 5 hours. The National Weight Control Registry reports 88% of successful weight lossers eat breakfast at least 5 days weekly. As you reach stage 5, 5 minutes running, and stage 6, 7 minutes running, invest in proper running shoes from specialty stores offering gait analysis. Shop with a detailed list based on your weekly meal plan. Fill your cart with produce, low-fat dairy, lean meats, skinless poultry, fish, and high-fiber whole grains, nutrient-rich foods providing maximum vitamins and minerals for minimum calories. Having a running buddy dramatically improves adherence. Mutual accountability keeps both partners committed. By stages 7-8, 8 to 9 minutes of running, your mind begins to wander productively. Rather than obsessively checking your watch, you daydream and problem solve, a milestone in becoming a runner. Modern life has engineered sitting into everything, drastically reducing calorie burn. Walk during lunch, stand during phone calls, park farther away. All movement counts toward your calorie deficit. Add colorful fruits and vegetables to every meal for essential nutrients, hydration, and fiber. Fiber keeps you full longer and requires more calories to digest, naturally reducing space for higher calorie foods. Protein builds muscle, creates longer-lasting fullness, and requires more energy to digest. Physically active people need approximately 0.5 gram of protein per pound of goal weight daily. Many beginning runners initially feel like imposters, haunted by their couch potato past or tyrannical gym teachers. Yet as running becomes easier, confidence grows even more than physical condition improves. The mental transformation often proves more powerful than the physical one. The final workout includes a 3-minute warm-up, 30 minutes of continuous running, and a 3-minute cool-down. The jump from 14 to 30 minutes is mental. Those 1-minute breaks were insignificant. A 190-pound person running at a 14-minute mile pace burns roughly 332 calories per session, totaling 1,325 weekly. To progress, designate 1 weekly long run, adding 5 minutes every other week until reaching 60 minutes. For speed, incorporate weekly tempo runs or intervals. After 12 weeks of food logging, review your eating patterns. Many runners naturally eat less or notice shifted hunger on running days. Weight loss demands engagement, creating calorie deficits and understanding portions. This education takes 12 weeks, the same time needed to become a runner. This program offers sustainable transformation that respects your body. You're reclaiming health and possibility, joining a welcoming community, proving consistency trumps perfection. Every workout is victory. Every mindful meal is progress. Lace up and remember, you don't need speed or grace. Just begin. The transformed person who will cross that finish line already exists inside you, waiting to emerge one step at a time.